Walker visited the Stanley Boyd School District to emphasize proposals he made in the State of the State Address. He first touched on the Read to Lead Task Force, which aims to improve reading levels of children before they leave third grade. Next, he championed the Wisconsin Working Initiative to get quick, job-specific training for veterans and others out of work. The governor also spoke about cutting unnecessary state spending. When he took office, Walker created a commission that scoured state operations and has reported finding $400 million in inefficiencies. He says now it's time for a waste, fraud, and abuse task force to act on that report.
Our hope is that within the next 6 months, we can implement most, if not all, of those $400 million worth of recommendations out there.
As for the possible recall elections against himself, the lieutenant governor, and four Republican state senators, Walker says he hopes none of that gets in the way of his initiatives. But he says the political divide in the state isn't helping the job market.
The bigger challenge of the recalls is towards our efforts to create more jobs in the state. You know, we saw in a recent survey that 94% of our employers think we're heading in the right direction. But that same survey had an open-ended question about what barriers or what concerns do you have for the future. And one of the things they identified was concern that employers have about the recalls.
Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, however, blames Walker's economic plan for the state's poor job creation. He points out the state has lost jobs each of the 6 months since the plan took effect. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.